Great to have you along for part of your Memorial Day weekend. Hope that you're able to spend part of this time with friends and family. Certainly there are people that have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And well, this is part of the time of the year that we like to make sure that that we honor those that have given that kind of service. Today on Tennessee Matters, we're talking to a guest who is actually the first female national commander of the American Legion, and she is joining us on the phone today, and that is Denise Rohan. Denise, good morning to you. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be with you, and glad that you're remembering our military personnel and those who gave the ultimate sacrifice this weekend. So thank you.
Absolutely. And that's, that by itself, you having served our country as a member of the U.S. Army, we should really start with that. We have plenty to talk about today, but that's certainly something that I know that if you're a part of a military family, that's not something that you need a weekend in May to remember. But at the same time, it's something that it's good to commemorate it officially with everyone. But I'm not overstating that, right?
You're not overstating it. You know, a lot of people think of Memorial Day weekend as the start of summer and it's time for picnics and all that other stuff. And we're just asking you to take a little bit of time and stop and remember the folks, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, who gives all of us that right to celebrate and start the summer off with a barbecue. We're not saying it's wrong to have a barbecue and have all those celebrations, but just take a moment, take some time to remember those who gave us the opportunity to live in this free nation.
Just the reason why you get to have that barbecue. That's all we're asking, right?
Exactly right. Yep. Now, I had the opportunity. Oops, go ahead. Sorry.
No, yeah, you had the opportunity. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I had the opportunity just very recently to go to Georgia and visit Mowena Michael's gravesite. Now, Mowena is called the Poppy Lady because she is the one back in right after World War One. Who started the push to make the poppy the memorial flower that all of us will be wearing Memorial Day weekend to help remember those sacrifices that were made. And as you see across the nation throughout May, you've probably seen our American Legion family members distributing poppies as a memorial, but also donations that are made toward those poppy distributions are to help our veterans in the long run back in our VA hospitals and in our nursing homes. And that poppy, the thought that you're actually stopping to remember and think about those who gave that sacrifice, it's an amazing weekend.
What was that visit like? Tell us about that.
The visit was interesting because it's one of those things that as a child I always remember. I saw, you know, everybody's wearing poppies and not to really understand where that all came from. But there's that poem that most of us will hear Memorial Day weekend. It's called In Flanders Fields. And in Flanders Fields it talks about our heroes from World War One who are laid to rest over in Europe. And Europe is my Memorial Day destination to see some of those Flanders Fields itself and to be able to lay a wreath over there. But the poppy becomes that symbol of remembrance of just thinking about those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Now, Mowena, back in Georgia, she saw that Flanders Field poem and realized that we have to take the torch and we have to be the ones to remember the experience. And part of what the American Legion is all about is remembering the incidents that happened in all of the wars that America has been involved in, all of those people who gave those sacrifices. Memorial Day is just part of that remembrance, but we do remember year-round those sacrifices and making sure the veterans who came home who have invisible wounds of war or visible wounds of war, that those are taken care of as well.
It's a perfect segue to part of the reason why we get to speak today, to talk about your theme for the year, and that's family first. I want you to, just those two words. That sounds, I think, a lot of people would just kind of get on board with that. But take us into what that meaning is for you, and why that's part of what we're talking about today.
Well, that family first theme really comes down to we all have our personal families, of course. When I went off to basic training and I was really homesick and I didn't know how I was going to get through that training, my mother helped me understand that the women that I was with at basic training were my new sisters, and they were my new family, and we were going to depend on each other. We needed each other to get through that experience. And through that, I came to realize just how important those women were through that experience. And when it came time to leave basic training, and I had to say goodbye to those new family members, those new sisters. And I went off and I went to Fort Lee, Virginia. And I found that there, I also had another group, a new family, brothers and sisters who were going through the same experience as I was. We needed to depend on each other once again. Now, while I was there, I met my husband. And when it came time for me to reenlist, they couldn't guarantee the two of us being stationed together. So I got out. I became a military wife. Now, as a military wife, I came to realize just how important the spouses of our military personnel is. When our military folks are transferring from one base to another, the whole family has to pack up and go. Wives, spouses have to change their jobs and find new jobs in new locations. And our kids, military kids, they have to say goodbye to their friends and start over in a new school, and how difficult and how resilient the families need to be. Now, it came time that we got out of the military, we settled in a town that wasn't either of our hometowns, and we wanted to find a way to give back to our communities. And what we found was the American Legion family. We have the American Legion, which is war era veterans, American Legion Auxiliary, which is our female descendants of the war era veterans, the Sons of the American Legion, our American Legion Riders, and we just give back to the community in so many amazing ways. And then 9/11 happened. And through all of the training that I'd learned about the American Legion and what we do, and we went to deployment ceremonies to make sure our military heroes knew that we were there to support them. And when we asked what we could do to help them, they told us to take care of their families first, because that's what they were most concerned about, their families here at home. What better organization, what better family to take care of our military families than the American Legion family, who's been through those experiences, been through deployment, been through worrying about a loved one who's away, all of that connected up together. And when you look at everything the American Legion does, we have four pillars that are founded on Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, National Security, making sure that our military personnel are taken care of. Our other two pillars are all about children and youth, and Americanism, and teaching our kids what it means to live in this great free nation. The American Legion family, in reality, is taking care of our nation's families. And that's what that Family First theme is all about, just caring for one another, taking care of one another.
Just as a general description, because I personally didn't know that much about American Legion, but what you're describing to me, feel free to correct or support as necessary. I'm envisioning like a military alumni group. Is that close?
I've never heard it described that way, but yeah, a military alumni group does sound pretty close to what it is. It's just a matter of, and you can actually still be in uniform and be part of the American Legion, because you're still considered a veteran after one day of active duty in the military. But you're exactly right. It's taking care of one another, having that support network. You see, today, folks go off and they have a battle buddy, and that battle buddy is with them every place they go to make sure they're checking up on each other. Well, the American Legion's all about that too. When you get out of uniform and you come back to your community, if you find the American Legion family, you'll find that you've got a bunch of people who care about you. And if you feel like you're down in the dumps and nobody cares, whether you're a veteran, a military family member, if you're a Gold Star family member, someone who's lost someone in battle, or you're just feeling lonely, find the American Legion family. There's somebody there who's gonna listen to you and try to help you get whatever support, whatever help you may need.
One of the things that I'm thinking of too, and I guess really I don't, the lines were sort of blurred for me in trying to understand that. It's just as I had the kind of alumni paradigm for you, it was just wondering what the relationship is with regard to the Department of Veteran Affairs, the VA. And I mean, maybe just my first guess is the fact that the VA is actually a government entity, perhaps maybe the Legion is not. Is that correct? Or what? How else could you tell us about the differences between the two groups and where they maybe are, they're similar?
Well, the American Legion is a nonpartisan veteran service organization. we are responsible to make sure that our legislators' feet are held to the fire to make sure that veterans get the care they need. Now, the VA healthcare system is part of, it's a government entity, as you said. We have the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, who we are waiting to have the new one confirmed. But the Secretary of Veterans Affairs is responsible for the VA hospitals, as well as VA benefits, the veteran cemeteries, making sure veterans get jobs, get their education, get their home loans. That's all part of the VA political side of it. But the American Legion, as a grassroots community entity, we are the ones who are lobbying to make sure that our voices across the nation as veterans and veterans' families are heard in Washington, D.C., and that our veterans are taken care of, they get the health care they need, they get all those other benefits that they fought for. And that's what we're there for. We also, as a lobbying organization, we take care of our military personnel too, and we're lobbying to make sure that the budgets are there for military equipment, military training, the military families. We are that large veteran service organization. We have a voice of about 2 million. There are millions of other veterans out there who are eligible to join the American Legion, and we just hope they will join us to make our voice all the more louder, so that we are listened to even stronger.
As we wrap up, I want to at least give an opportunity, whether there's a short way to do it or not, just to kind of get your thoughts on where this current administration is as far as supporting some of these things that you're talking about. Because everything you just mentioned as far as the goals of what the American Legion does, they all seem worthwhile. They all seem like there's something that should automatically happen. But could you just tell us a little bit about where you think this administration is as far as supporting those efforts? And for our listeners out there that want to know more about what you guys do, where they can find out about that online.
Okay, I'm gonna start with where you can find out more information. That would be at legion.org. It's that simple, just legion.org. Now, as I mentioned, we are a nonpartisan organization. So as far as the administration goes, what we are looking for is we are strong supporters of the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Department of Defense, as well as anything that has to do with taking care of our veterans, making sure they get the best care they can possibly get where they need it, when they need it. And we want to make sure that our military personnel get the equipment they need to do their jobs, the training that they need. We are just there to support, and we hope that the administration understands what the American Legion does. Again, they can look at legion.org too and see what we do, but we're hoping that the administration understands what great support we can be and what a great resource we are, because we have Legion posts across the nation. We have those experienced veterans who know what's needed in each and every community across the nation. So we're hoping the administration understands that, and they seek the American Legion as an ally and as we help form and take care of one another.
Legion.org is where you can find out more. She is the National Commander of the American Legion, Denise Rohan. Thanks so much. And again, a happy Memorial Day weekend to you and yours.
Thank you, Robert. You too.
I'm Robert Bwan, and this is the Tennessee Radio Network.